bladder cancer that has metastasized to my lungs. I learned from a book called The Cancer Killers. It was a gentleman that had brain tumors and very poor prognosis in the regular medical world. And he ended up coming here and saved his life. And he's 5, 6 years down the road now, tumor free. This is my third week, my last day here. I have to stress the Greek test is key to this whole thing. They harvest your own cancer cells from your blood and they culture those, and then they test the different therapies, both chemotherapy and the alternative medicines, on your cancer cells and find out which materials kill your particular cancer cells. And in my case, it really became key because Stanford University took a biopsy of my lung tumor and they couldn't exactly identify it. So it wasn't exactly the same as the bladder cancer a year and a half ago. So they just ended up saying, well, we're just going to call it bladder cancer. It's a little different. So the Greek test takes that cell and tests the effectiveness of these different materials. You go home with supplements, and those supplements eventually will taper off. And then your diet is the huge part of this. Whether you live or die has everything to do with your diet and what you put in your system after that. Once you are involved with this and you understand what's happening here in this type of medicine, this is the answer to cancer. As far as feeling better, I went through chemo back in Santa Cruz a year and a half ago. Yeah, the regular chemotherapy, dose dense, lots of chemo. When I first walked into the infusion room, it was a peaceful place. They're nice, caring people, but everyone looked sick. They looked like they were dying. After 3 weeks of that, you don't feel better, you feel worse. I felt terrible after my chemo. Dr. Forsythe, from the first day I met him, that I just could not appreciate more the fact that he looked outside of the envelope and decided to take this path. He could have made tons of money and just gone into regular oncology and not challenged all this. And he's taken a lot of heat for going this direction. And he knew that. And I know that now. I hope and pray that one day we will all wake up, insurance companies will wake up, and big pharma, and this will be the natural choice. This will be the obvious choice. I'm being healed by God through this, and his wisdom has spread into Dr. Forsythe, and it's just another way that God heals.